One autumn night, as the full moon brightened everything, Lord Chaitanya wandered in the gardens of Jagannath Puri with his confidential devotees. As they walked from garden to garden, Lord Chaitanya envisioned the pastimes of Lord Krishna and sang and danced in ecstatic love. When Swarup Damodar recited verses describing the rasa dance, Sri Chaitanya became overwhelmed.
Where is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
I don't know.
He seems to have vanished.
Perhaps he's gone to the temple of Jagannath.
Or laid down in ecstasy in some garden.
He might have gone to the Gundicha temple. Or maybe to Lake Narendra.
We must find him. You check the gardens, and you go to the temple. I'll gather some of the other devotees and search near the ocean. Lord Chaitanya! Lord Chaitanya! Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu!
What had happened to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? When Swarup Damodar had recited a verse about Lord Krishna's pastimes with the gopis within the Jamuna River, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suddenly saw the sea. In the brilliant autumn moonlight, he mistook the sea's high glittering waves for the Jamuna River, and running swiftly, he jumped into the water and lost consciousness. Sinking and floating like a piece of dry wood, he was carried north of Jagannath Puri towards the Konark temple. Meanwhile,
Avakara Kamala Bare Nakam Buddha Sringam Dalita Hiranya Kashipu Kano Bringam Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Oh, look out! Here comes a big wave! I wander alone, fearlessly casting my net again and again, catching fish to support my wife and family. Oh, hoo-hoo! Tabakara kamalabare nakamakutasringam! I thought that might be a ghost. But no ghost can touch me, for I always sing the Nasringam mantra and remain safe. Tavakara kamalabare nakamadbhuta sringam. Oh, what's this? Wow, what a fish. I think I got a big one this time. Wow, this one's huge. This fish is going to feed us for a long time. I've got him. Here he is. He's a dead body. Get this body out of my net. I'll push it out. Hari, a ghost. A ghost has entered me. Hari, Tavakara Kamalabare Nakamar Hari Abhuta Sringam Nashinga Hari.
Lord Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
We're near the temple of Konark. Maybe the Lord is nearby.
This is most disturbing.
Sri Chaitanya! Sri Krishna Chaitanya!
Hari.
This is not ordinary. Fisherman! Come here! Fisherman!
Hari.
My dear fisherman, why are you behaving like this? Have you seen someone nearby? Please, why are you acting like this?
I have not seen a single person, Hari, nearby. But
tell us.
Casting my net in the water, Hari, captured a Hari, dead body, Hari.
You caught a corpse in your net?
Yes, Hari. From first I thought he was a Hari Hari huge fish, but as soon as I Hari Hari saw what it was, Hari 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 Hari, great fear Hari Hari arose in my Hari Hari mind.
Did you touch the corpse?
I tried to push it Hari 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 from my Hari Hari net, but as soon as I Hari Hari touched it, a Hari Hari ghost entered Hari Hari me, Hari Hari.
Then what?
Began to Hari Hari shiver and Hari Hari cry in fear. Hari 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 Hari. Tears Hari Hari rolled down my cheeks. My voice faltered and all the Hari Hari hairs on my body stood up on Hari Hari end. Hari 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 Hari. I couldn't Hari Hari control myself. I began to say, Hari 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 Hari. I do not know whether the ghost Hari Hari came from a dead Brahmana or a Hari Hari ordinary man. Hari 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 Hari.
What did this ghost look like?
He's Hari Hari very long, maybe 7 to 10 Hari Hari feet, and each of his Hari Hari arms and Hari Hari legs is at least 4 Hari feet long. Hari 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 Hari. The joints of his body are all separated beneath his skin, Hari Hari. No one can see that Hari Hari ghost and remain alive, Hari 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 Hari.
All right, calm down now. Calm down, calm down, please.
The ghost, he, Hari Hari keeps his eyes open. Sometimes he utters the sounds, Hari gone, gone, gone. And sometimes, Hari Hari, he remains Hari Hari silent.
At least the Lord is alive.
I've seen and touched this Hari Hari ghost, and now, Hari Hari, I'm haunted. If I die, who'll Hari Hari take care of my wife and children? Hari Hari Hari, I need an exorcist immediately. Hari 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 Hari, someone must release me from this Hari Hari ghost. Hari Hari Hari, I wander alone at night, killing Hari Hari fish in lonely places. Hari 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 Hari. But because I remember the prayer to Lord Nrsingadev, Hari Hari, ghosts do not touch me. But this Hari Hari ghost is different. Hari Hari Hari, when I began to chant the Nrsinga mantra, Hari Hari, this ghost makes me cry out, Hari 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 Hari, with doubled Hari Hari strength, Hari Hari Hari. Please don't go in that Hari Hari direction. I forbid it. If you go near him, Hari Hari Hari, this ghost will Hari Hari catch Hari Hari you, Hari Hari do, Hari 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 Hari.
My dear fisherman, I am a famous exorcist, and I know how to rid you of this ghost.
You are Hari Hari. You Hari Hari do.
Uh-huh.
Please get him out of me fast, Hari.
All right, all right. Come here. Come here. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Dehinosmin Yata Dehe Savadam and Parichaja Shrimvatam Svakata Krishna Matraspashas Tukuntaya. Now, the ghost has gone away. Don't be afraid.
Still, I don't feel the same as I did before I saw the ghost. But I'm not afraid anymore.
Please listen. Now you are calm, you can understand. The person who you think is a ghost is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
No, it can't be. I saw a ghost.
Because of his ecstatic love, the Lord fell into the sea, and you have caught him in your net and rescued him.
But honey...
Simply by touching him, your love of Krishna has been awakened. But because you thought that he was a ghost, you were very much afraid of him. Now that your fear is gone and your mind is peaceful, please show me where he is.
But I have seen the Lord many, many times, but this is not him. His body is deformed.
Sometimes, due to the Lord's love for Krishna, his body becomes transformed and the joints of his bones separate.
That means I have rescued Lord Sri Chaitanya from the sea. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
Now, please take us to where the Lord is.
Following the fishermen, Swarup Damodar and the other devotees walked to where the Lord had been placed after being pulled from the sea. The Lord was lying on the ground, his body elongated and bleached white by the water. He was covered from head to foot with sand.
Sri Chaitanya!
It will be impossible to carry the Lord all the way back to his home.
We must loudly chant the holy names of Krishna into the Lord's ear. Then he will return to consciousness. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! My friends, let me tell you what happened. When I saw the Jamuna River, I went to Vrindavan and saw Krishna sporting in the Jamuna with Srimati Radharani and the gopis. After Sri Krishna left the water, Krishna and his gopis went to a small jeweled house decorated with fragrant flowers and green leaves. The gopis picked tasty fruits for the Lord, and Srimati Radharani brought sweets that she had cooked at home. When I saw this forest picnic, I became overjoyed. Then suddenly, your chanting brought me here. Where is Vrindavan? Where are the gopis?
You mistook the sea for the Jamuna and jumped into it. This fisherman here caught you in his net and rescued you. While you were seeing Krishna, we were seeing you unconscious and were suffering within our minds. But now, although we are sorry to have disturbed your vision, we are happy to see you alive and safe.
I went to Vrindavan where I saw Lord Krishna and the gopis. Hearing me speak about what I saw, I must have sounded quite mysterious to you.
My dear Lord, we are simply happy to have found you again. Now, let us all go and bathe in the sea.
Thereafter, Swarup Damodar, the devotees, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in the sea and then happily returned home. Anyone who listens to this pastime will certainly attain shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Was a king named Uttanapada who had two wives, Suniti and Surichi. Surichi, King Uttanapada's younger wife, was the king's favorite. Suniti was not at all favored by the king. One day, Surichi's son Uttama and Suniti's son Dhruva were playing in the throne room.
Dhruva! Dhruva, come over here! I want to show you something really good.
That's certainly wonderful, Uttam. Let's play over here.
Their Royal Majesties, King Uttanapad and Queen Surichi.
Father!
Father!
Father! Father, I want to come up and sit next to Uttam.
Later, Dhruva.
But I want to get up on the throne and sit with you and Uttam.
Child, first deserve and then desire.
Huh?
Although you are the king's son, as much as my son, Uttam, your great misfortune is that I am not your mother. But, my dear child, you are perhaps unaware of it. But your desire is doomed to failure. It will be impossible for you to sit on the throne, because you were born of another woman. Mother Suruchi, if you really want to rise to the throne of the king, then follow this advice. First, satisfy Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead. And when you are favored by him, then die and take your next birth in my womb. Father, you're silent and not protesting. I now know the anger a snake feels when beaten by a stick. I'm immediately leaving this palace.
Dhruva! Dhruva, what's the matter? Have you had a fight with Uttam? No. No, you're trembling in great anger. What happened? Why are you so angry? And why are you crying so pitifully? Calm down and tell me what happened.
Queen Suniti, I'm sorry to have to be the one. While the king was sitting on his throne, Uttama climbed up to sit with his father. Dhruva also wanted to sit on the throne.
As the harsh words spoken to Dhruva were repeated to Suniti, her heart burned as if in a forest fire, and her bright lotus-like face filled with tears.
Dhruva, listen to me. Yes, mother, my dear son. Don't wish pain on others, for those who cause pain must one day themselves suffer from that very pain. But Mother Suruchi spoke so harshly to me. She made me so angry. Although, it's hard to accept what Suruchi has said. It's true. If you wish to sit on the throne, give up your envy and worship the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna. Will that help me sit on the throne? You've come to me, insulted by your stepmother, crying for help, but I am unable to do anything. But Krishna can help. He's so kind to his devotees, and his kindness surpasses the kindness of millions of mothers. Mother, I will take shelter of Krishna, and then I'll be able to sit on the throne. I'm leaving the palace to find Krishna. Thank you, Mother. Goodbye, Dhruva. I pray that you will place the supreme personality of Godhead within your heart, and thus everything will become easy and successful. It's scary out here. But I am the son of King Uttanapad, and I'm not frightened. I'll sit down, and I'll do yoga and meditate. And I'm going to find God and get my kingdom. And it will be so big, so very big, it will be bigger than the whole universe.
As Dhruva began meditating,
Radhika Raman, 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 Radhika Raman. How strong is the Kshatriya spirit of this son of King Uttanapad. The boy is only 5 years old, yet harsh words from his stepmother proved unbearable to him. I want to help him. But first, I'll test his determination. Dhruva!
Narada Muni!
My dear boy, you are young. You should be out playing.
Why be disturbed by words insulting your honor?
Oh, Sage Narada, this may be the case with ordinary boys, but I am the son of King Uttanapad.
It's true you are the son of a great king, but still, finding God by the process of yoga is almost impossible, even for a man. Return home and try again when you grow up.
Although your instructions are good, I can't go home, for my heart is full of material desires.
Listen, instead of trying to fulfill them, keep yourself satisfied with whatever is offered by the Supreme Lord. Return home and become tolerant.
My heart has been pierced by the harsh words of my stepmother Suruchi, and nothing seems valuable to me anymore except to become king.
I can see you are truly determined.
My father is King Uttanapad, the king of the whole world. And my great-grandfather is Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe. Please help me achieve a kingdom greater than either my father's or my great-grandfather's.
Your demand to have a kingdom greater than the universe is that of a playful child. Practically, it is impossible to achieve.
Yes, Narada, it is practically impossible. But with your blessings, Krishna will be pleased. And if Krishna is pleased, then I can achieve even the impossible.
All right. So immediately go to the bank of the Jamuna River in Vrindavan. Bathe in the river and become purified. Practice yoga. But while practicing, meditate on the Supreme Lord who lives in everyone's heart. And chant this mantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Again.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Good. Also, construct a deity of the Lord and offer him fruits and flowers. Dhruva, follow my instructions and you will reach perfection, and you will achieve your desires. You may leave for Vrindavan.
Thank you, Sri Narada.
I think it wise to visit King Uttanapad and see how he is faring. Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman, Radhika Raman.
Why have I acted so foolishly and rejected my son? Maybe he's cold or hungry. Maybe he's been attacked by wolves or lions, alone in the forest. Because of my hard-heartedness. Dhruva, my son Dhruva, let my kingdom go to hell!
Hare Krishna.
Narada Muni.
King Uttanapad, you appear distressed. What is troubling you?
Because of my cruel behavior, my son Dhruva has left the shelter of my home.
You need not worry about
him. But he's alone in the forest. He may be hungry or hunted by wild animals. Who's there to protect him?
Great souls like your son are never unprotected.
But Dhruva is only 5 years old.
Although only five, because of his determination to find Krishna, his mission will soon be successful. King Uttanapad, do not fear for Dhruva. It will not be long before you see your son again.
After Dhruva Maharaj arrived in Vrindavan, he began worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He first ate only fruits and berries, and then only dry grass and leaves. In the fourth month, he mastered the yogic breathing exercises and thus breathed only once every 12 days. By the fifth month, Dhruva Maharaj was able to fully concentrate on the Supreme. As he captured the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart, Dhruva became heavier than the heaviest.
What's that?
The universe seems to be trembling.
What's causing it?
I don't know.
Help!
Help!
Help! Maybe it's the time of destruction.
I'm frightened by this universal trembling. Please, please, please!
Help!
Help! Help!
O demigod, although universal destruction is caused by me, its time is not yet here. I am not causing this shaking of the universe. Since Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, and since he controls both the material and spiritual worlds, let us approach him.
Frightened and choked, the demigods took shelter of Krishna, who informed them that their distress was caused by the severe austerities of the boy devotee Dhruva Maharaj. Assuring the demigods that he would stop Dhruva and thereby save them, the Lord went to Mahavana Forest in Vrindavan. As Dhruva meditated, the brilliant form of the Lord suddenly appeared. Dhruva was stunned and could not say a word. To help him, the Lord blessed Dhruva by touching his head with his conch shell.
You are the supreme and the creator of the material world. Foolish persons such as myself desire things other than your service, and thus they pray to you for useless enjoyment. Lord, worshipping and serving you is better than becoming a king. I understand that now. Please protect me, for I am your devotee.
You have completed your vows, and I shall fulfill the desire within your heart. You will rule earth for thousands of years without becoming old, and thus you will enjoy regal happiness on this planet. And when you die, you will remember me, and will attain dominion over my planet, the indestructible glowing pole star.
Alas, how foolish I was for approaching Krishna for a kingdom. Krishna can give us freedom from birth and death, and still, I wanted to become a king. I was looking for glass, but by the mercy of Narada, Krishna gave me the most valuable jewel, his service. I will go home now.
When King Uttanapada heard that Dhruva was returning, he eagerly mounted his golden chariot, gathered his ministers and friends, and left his city. As his procession approached a nearby forest, the king saw Dhruva. With great haste, he dismounted his chariot and embraced his long-lost son.
Dhruva! Dhruva, you've returned! Returned.
Please forgive me. I didn't mean to. Don't apologize, Mother. I feel no malice. Long may you live, Dhruva. Long may you live. My son. My son. I have a great hero for a son. I missed you so much, Dhruva. But at last my misery has ended, for you are coming home.
Let us now go back to the city, where the citizens are waiting to celebrate your return.
Even if a person has material desires for fame, profit, or power, he should approach only the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, to satisfy his desires. Anyone who hears the narration of Dhruva Maharaj and repeatedly tries with faith and devotion to understand Dhruva's character attains pure devotional service, and by such activities, he diminishes all the miseries within his life.